Okay, that was for all you veteran writers. And this is for all you veterans. Uncle Jay salutes you all. Okay. Uncle Jay's news word for this week. I'm sorry, another interruption. It's another Chinese toy warning. But this time, boys and girls, it's not lead paint or antifreeze or bad toothpaste or pet food or flammable pajamas or SpongeBob dolls or Elmo dolls or Bratz dolls or even Elmo the Conflicted doll. No, this time, it's Aqua Dots. The chemical that sticks Aqua Dots together can turn into a dangerous drug. Whoever would have thought this toy had anything to do with drugs, even for a second? Thank goodness they caught this in time. Okay, now, Uncle Jay's news... Actually, we have another Uncle Jay news alert. If you have a MySpace page, watch out for some nasty stuff in your mailbox that automatically sends out more nasty stuff to all your friends who you like to tell yourself are your friends. Be careful. Okay, now, Uncle Jay's news word for this week is tank. This is one of those words that means a couple of different things. One kind of tank is the rollout of the new 2008 models in Pakistan. You know, American tax dollars helped to build those tanks, so maybe Bob Seger should sing their jingle. Or maybe John Mellencamp should sing, "I Need an Ally Who Won't Drive Me Crazy." And the stock market sort of went in the tank this week. Billions of dollars just vanished. And once again, corporate executives are expressing concern about the future of the economy. The American dollar is in the... And in South Korea, a real toilet tank house was just built by the head of the World Toilet Association. This is real. And it's not clear if that roof lifts up, boys and girls, but if that guy is married, he better not leave it that way.